This weekend, the nation is celebrating Flag Day, officially yesterday, June 14th. The American flag is, of course, a powerful symbol, but it's also a bit of a Rorschach test. Different people see different things in it. Since the 1960s, many liberal Americans have been ambivalent about the flag. At the height of the protest movement, a few flags were burned at anti-Vietnam War rallies. Artists used the flag to decry the country's failure to deliver liberty and justice for all. But as NPR's Chris Arnold reports, in the aftermath of 9/11, some views of the flag may have changed.
The movie Born on the 4th of July chronicled the life of Ron Kovic, an American wounded and paralyzed in Vietnam and left to languish in veterans' hospitals. In the bicentennial year of 1976, Kovic wheeled his chair onto a stage in New York City to address the Democratic National Convention.
I am the living dead, the Memorial Day on wheels. I am your Yankee Doodle Dandy, your John Wayne come home, your 4th of July firecracker exploding in the grave.
Kovic's outrage at the government was shared by many in the young generation who opposed the war in Vietnam, where so many patriotic Americans were sent and where more than 47,000 were killed in combat. George Packer is a writer for The New Yorker and an author of several books, most recently one on liberals in America.
After Vietnam, for a long time, the flag was a poisonous symbol for liberals, partly because the main opposition to the war was coming from the educated, college-bound middle class who began to think that the flag was a kind of vulgar symbol of cheap feeling and aggression and jingoism.
For decades, Packer says he didn't feel pride when he looked at the flag and would have been embarrassed to display it himself. But then terrorists drove two planes into the Twin Towers, killing thousands of people in the city where Packer lives.
September 11th suddenly brought out the flags like flowers after a rain, and what took me and many people I know and many other people I don't know by surprise was the feeling, the spontaneous, uncalculated feeling that it evoked, which was pride, love, grief, anger, solidarity, a kind of communion with other people who had been attacked.
And in the midst of all this, Packer says suddenly the flag was not just a thing politicians waved during elections. He says for both liberals and conservatives, it was rich with meaning. And the flags went up everywhere. Newspapers printed cutout paper flags. Major stores like Walmart and Target quickly sold their entire inventory of flags. David White, the president of the National Flag Foundation, estimates that flag sales tripled that year, with 70 to 80 million sold, more than ever before in history.
It is unprecedented. We thought the Gulf War era was very strong for flag sales. Well, this just, you know, we went off the charts.
But some Americans were skeptical when they saw all the flags come out.
It was a phase. It's like a fashion statement at that point.
64-year-old Nancy Campbell is out in her yard putting a new lawnmower together in Jamaica Plain, Massachusetts. It's a neighborhood that used to be largely working class, but it's now getting gentrified. Campbell's son was in the Army, and she's one of the few people left on her street who flies a big American flag on the front of her house and did so for years before 9/11.
We put the flag up every day, depending on the weather, of course. And that's just the way it is. We did it as a kid growing up. We did it. My father still does it. He's 91, and he puts his flag out every morning and brings it in every night.
And what is it that's made him and that makes you want to keep doing that, you know?
Well, you're just proud to be an American. It's a symbol of freedom. It's so that you don't forget why we have all the stuff we have. There was a lot of veterans here in the neighborhood from World War II.
Campbell says when she watched her more liberal neighbors hanging flags out of windows and on their car antennas after 9/11, she thought it wouldn't last, and it didn't.
Everybody put the flag up, but that was all short-lived. You don't see it now. I think maybe the war had something to do with that a lot of them just, maybe that's their way of saying they don't agree with the war, is not to put the flag up.
But Campbell says she doesn't see why her liberal neighbors don't seem able to take pride in their country just because they disagree with certain policies or politicians.
It's just sad. It's just sad that people don't realize, you know. I mean, to fly the flag, it's for everybody. It's not just for a few, whether you're liberal or you're conservative or you're black or you're white. It's the flag is for all of us that are free here.
For his part, George Packer says he doesn't think anyone's patriotism should be judged by whether they choose to fly a flag. Still, he hopes liberals can learn to use the flag better politically and not give conservatives control over its symbolism. And for personal reasons, he wants to hang on to that intense connection to his country that rose up within him when he saw the flags and the police and firemen and memorials right after September 11th.
It was not anything I could have calculated. It was strong and worthy because it was from the depths. And as hard as it is to sustain it or even to remember it, I don't want to lose it. It was too potent. You know, it was a little bit like falling in love. You know, you want that feeling to stay.
Chris Arnold, NPR News.